And 6:30, it is clear and 15 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A group of business leaders have created Step Up Oklahoma. The group wants to increase tax revenues. They're calling for a 4% gross production tax on oil wells, as well as taxes on motor fuel, wind power, and tobacco products. BankFirst CEO David Rainbolt says legislators on both sides might object to parts of the plan, but he says it's time to put the differences aside.
It is compromise by definition. But we've got to put the state ahead of each of our individual interests in coming to this conclusion.
Step Up Oklahoma says the plan will raise about $800 million. $250 million would go toward a $5,000 teacher pay raise. The embattled Bixby School Board begins the search for a new superintendent. The board is looking to replace Dr. Kyle Wood, who resigned under pressure. This all tied to the sexual assault of a football player by other teammates and what many feel was the untimely reporting of the crime. A teacher at Edison High School is removed from the classroom after being recorded throwing chairs. The teacher lost his temper. Tulsa Superintendent Deborah Gist says the teacher's behavior will not be tolerated in the TPS. More flu deaths are reported in Oklahoma in the past week. Jamie Dukes with the State Health Department says the flu is now hitting us in force.
That's correct. Flu season is definitely in full force right now. We are now reporting over 1,000 influenza-associated hospitalizations and 22 deaths statewide.
225 of the hospitalizations have been here in Tulsa County. State and federal agents raid a Tahlequah home and bust a counterfeit operation, but the resident of the home is one step ahead of the law this morning. Officers are looking for 25-year-old Nick Renfro. Tulsa's Bama Pie is going to court over rocks. It seems like an Oregon fruit packer sent the pie maker a box of rocks mixed with fruit. The suit in Tulsa District Court seeks nearly $1 million. The Oklahoma Commission on Opioid Abuse has a funding proposal.
Rep. Tim Downing wants a 10% tax on the manufacturers of opioid painkillers, with the proceeds earmarked for addiction treatment programs. Commission member Dr. Kevin Taubman says that link needs to be clearer than the one between proposed cigarette taxes and health programs.
Despite the fact nobody likes to pay taxes, understandably, the reality is we've got to fund these initiatives for the health and well-being of people.
There's no estimated fiscal impact yet for Downing's proposal, so it's unknown how much money it could bring in. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Our weather forecast, clouds will be on the increase, 33 for a high, cloudy tonight, still cold, 16. Right now in Tulsa, clear 15 with a wind chill of 2. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.